Hi, Emma.
Hello.
Thanks for coming to 2CR.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's a really beautiful album.
Thank you.
When I saw it, actually the cover really drew me straight away because it's a really bright blue overhead shot of a pool.
Yeah.
And it has demons written in it. But I just really like the striking image. And then obviously I listened to the music and went, oh, wow. You know, that image of the pool and the sounds and the rounded, as we just heard there, it's a beautifully rounded, smooth album.
Oh,
yeah. Did you associate the cover with the music? Or how did that work together?
Yeah, definitely. It's a bit of a long story, but I suppose swimming has been a big part of kind of dealing with anxiety over the last few years. It's just the one thing that I've found really helps me manage my brain. And I also just have a love of outdoor swimming pools in Australia.
Yeah.
I just think that there's a sort of certain charm about the concrete, and you know, a lot of them have just kind of been left to be the way that they have been for years, so there's this kind of dagginess to them.
It's true. There's a lot of concrete at swimming pools, isn't
there? Yeah. But I suppose I associate lap pool with kind of a sense of calmness. And I came across this German photographer who takes aerial shots from helicopters, and he has a series of pools, and I just saw that image and it was the most beautiful image, and I just thought, wow, on a vinyl cover that would look absolutely beautiful. So I got in touch with him after a while because I was a bit too nervous to contact him, and he was amazing. He was like, oh, I love the music.
Use
the image.
So you sent him a copy of the album, and you saw his, and then the art came together to, that's really cool. I love when it all works out like
it's really lovely. His We have very short emails because his English isn't amazing and I don't speak any German.
Yeah.
But enough to get the message across.
So the album's been out for about a month now. And I think you've put a lot of time and effort into this. Obviously, it's been talked about. There was an 8-year gap between your debut and this one.
Yeah, let's not hide that.
And we've read it. We've talked about you had writer's block. You were struggling to sort of work out how to write, and the ideas weren't flowing, or maybe you were just doubting those ideas.
Yeah.
How do you get through something like that?
Quite honestly, I didn't think I would. I tried lots of things. And in the end, I sort of had to find another process, really, that was going to work. And I had to learn not to be so hard on myself, which I'm still trying to do every day with other aspects of my life. But I think I was just expecting to be able to sit down with a guitar and write a song in the same way that I always had.
Mm.
And, you know, a complete song and have an actual idea and a story that I wanted to tell. And when that wasn't happening in a really natural way, I just thought, oh, well, I can't be a songwriter then. This isn't working. And I tried and I forced it. And it wasn't until I sort of started writing in a different way. So I got a studio with a friend and I just started playing around with recording and laying down ideas and building the song up in that way.
So collaborating with somebody else really helped you develop and get your ideas out there, and knowing that you can bounce off somebody.
I think being around other creativity or activity is always going to be motivating, and I don't think it's something that works in complete isolation for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just the act of building up soundscapes and putting down ideas and then walking away from them and not giving myself enough time to doubt the idea to the point where I threw it in the bin and started again.
But also you've got somebody else you've been creating with, and they're not going to let you throw it in the bin, right?
Yeah. I have learned that it's really important to have people around you that can give you the perspective that you can't necessarily get for yourself sometimes.
It's interesting you say that, because I have talked to musicians who do like to want to do it all themselves. You know, they want to record and write and, you know, do all the instruments and everything, but they found it very hard. And because they don't have that person to sort of bounce with and get some ideas off. And maybe, do you think now you've found that way that going forward, it'll be a lot easier for the third and fourth albums, et cetera?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. I think I've learned not to judge, and I've learned to just create for the sake of creating, and stop, you know, worrying so much about writing a complete song, or, you know, whether stop worrying that it's sounding different from what I expected it to sound like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think involving other people is really important. I think it's, you know, it's a balance that you need to strike, but it's very easy to lose perspective when you're creating something, and it's very easy for your mind to take over. And so I think having someone to bounce things off, and especially with the recording process, because that can become, you know, really obsessive at times.
Sure.
And I think you need that voice sometimes to just say, you know what, we need to step away from this and move on to another song.
Yeah, you listen to something so many times that it sounds, yep, you don't not sure what you're listening to anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, and the brain is amazing. Like, it can have a huge impact on what you actually hear. So yeah.
Well, speaking of well-rounded and speaking to other people, I feel like there's a range of emotions and a range of topics on this album. And I take it, and I don't want to assume anything, but I take it it's quite autobiographical.
Yeah.
You know, I never want to assume that, because I know that music doesn't have to be autobiographical, but I get the feeling, mm-hmm, that it is.
Yeah.
And you've taken inspiration from all different areas of your life, it seems. Was this from a small portion of your life, or did you sort of, was that accumulation of 8 years or?
Yeah, no, I think it's, there are certain tracks that I would have written, you know, towards the end and came a lot quicker. But no, they've definitely been with me, you know, because I've been writing this in sort of bits and pieces over a long period. Some of them have definitely been with me for a while.
And it sort of traverses the life, life's been the last 8 years.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And not necessarily just my life. I often write songs about people around me and, you know, things that I see going on that I'm not necessarily experiencing. Sometimes I find that actually a lot easier than writing about myself.
Yeah, right.
You know, talking about a story that's interesting to me. But I think generally I use writing to dissect things and experiences and try and understand how I feel about something that might be happening, and so yeah, I think naturally it's going to be quite personal and have a lot of me in it.
Yeah and I think I love art and music that really shows you the character of the person who's making it, and this album certainly does.
Oh, thank you.
There's a track on there, one of my favorites, Stand Tall, which I think is written about somebody else.
Yep.
Maybe another relationship that you're witnessing from a distance.
Yep.
But I felt like, you know, they're just so vivid, the stories that you create in the songs, and that song, just really, really love the vibe of the tune. You know, that's one you wrote about somebody else, where you said it's sort of easier to write about someone else. Did you hand that song to the person you wrote about, or people you wrote about?
I did, actually. I actually wrote that song as a bit of a wedding present.
Nice.
Yeah, so you're pretty spot on there.
There we go.
Yeah, you win. It was two friends of mine that, have a beautiful love, and it was one of the first weddings of friends that I got to experience, and... Mm. That was kind of my gift. But
and speaking of weddings and the friends, you wrote Danger in Me sort of in the midst of the whole marriage equality debate, which is almost started, like, that whole postal survey was like a year ago now.
Yeah. It's a good thing it takes me a while to write now.
But I'm just saying, it's amazing how fast time flies, mm-hmm, and the world hasn't exploded yet. But, you know, a year on from all that turmoil, you know, it's weird to look back at it now and see how much time it consumed of everyone. When all it would have taken is just, you know, a flick of a pen.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I started writing it just, you know, when the concept of a plebiscite was first talked about. So it was kind of my disbelief that could even be presented as an option. And then I released it at a time when it was actually happening. So I suppose that's the nice thing about taking so long to write an album, is you can kind of see a story that's, you know, for many years that has kind of unfolded as the album's been written. So I suppose it's special to me because it kind of traces a big part of my life.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the time debut albums are the most special because they sort of traverse your young life. But I feel like maybe these last, the time between the first and the second is probably the more developing of your, you know, you as a person.
Definitely, yeah.
So it's great that you've got that chronicle of history as well. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, nice. Thank you.
you, in Too Long, it's a track called Too Long. You sort of mentioned hiding out in small towns, but I wasn't sure if that was a metaphor or it was sort of a realistic thing. You actually, like, did you go away to a small town?
Yeah, it was very literal.
Okay.
I was in a small town.
Yeah.
It was at a time when I was struggling to write.
Mm-hmm.
And I was struggling a bit kind of knowing what I was doing at that time. I'd just been overseas. I'd gone through a breakup. I'd moved back to Sydney and I was feeling a bit lost. And my dad got a job down on the Great Ocean Road. He moved to Torquay and I moved with him. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing. So I thought I would help him set up and, you know, have some time out, maybe write some music.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ended up staying there for about 4 months, mm-hmm. which was a lot longer than I'd expected. And I didn't really manage to write much while I was there. I was surfing a lot and hanging out with my dad.
That sounds right.
Which was pretty nice. No, it was. It was really lovely. But I wasn't feeling hugely inspired. I wasn't really doing anything to be able to write about, you know, what I was doing apart from surfing. So
could have been a surf punk album or something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It would have been a pretty different vibe, but yeah. And it was also a time when my anxiety really kicked in because I had so much time to think.
Okay.
So when I moved back to Sydney, it was actually the first week that I moved back, I sat down with my guitar and just wrote that song.
Right.
Kind of in one go, which is quite rare for me.
Nice. It's a beautiful track.
Thank you.
We're going to play one to finish off the chat in a sec, but we want to let everyone know about the album launch, which is on this Saturday night at Waywood's, the bank upstairs.
Yep.
The bank. You're going to be performing with Luke Wellington, who performs on your album as well.
Yep.
And he's got his solo music. Tell us a little about Luke and how you met him.
So Luke and I met just doing shows around town, and we got talking and realized that we both really wanted a separate space that we could go and create and, you know, fill with instruments. And so we found this studio in a warehouse, a furniture joinery, and they were just, I guess it used to be a showroom, and they just wanted to rent it out. So we started renting it out and just filled it with everything.
It's so cool. But didn't the people who own it help you build like a little soundproof room as well?
Yeah, it was really handy having them. So they built walls for us and helped us soundproof. And then they even built us a stage at one point in the warehouse and we did a show.
Oh, really?
Which was really lovely.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, it was amazing. So, Luke and I shared the studio and that's where I pretty much wrote the whole album. So, yeah, he's been a huge part of the last few years and creating again.
So. Performing on stage Saturday night at the bank. Get on down, see Emma Davis and have a listen to Demons. It's a really, really beautiful set of tracks and we're going to play one more right now and say goodbye. Thank you so much for coming in, Emma.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for having me.